All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. Today is October 27th of 2025, 9:18 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Steve, your chair, would you like to start?
Steve Borup is on.
Jason Algis.
Glenn Gersberger.
Bryce Baker.
Arthur Woodbury.
Tyson Williamson.
David Hutchison with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So board, first up are the board meeting minutes from our last board meeting on August 11th. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do you need me to put them up? Do they look accurate?
This is Steve. I can motion to approve the minutes.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Bryce. I can second it.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, we are going to skip the third quarter financials. We'll take care of those in our next meeting when we approve the final budget. So with that, we'll drop down to the tentative budget and turn the time over to David.
Michael, okay, can everyone see my screen now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. So starting in the general fund for Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District, we have some estimates for the current year. And starting here, excuse me, the beginning balance, we had $239,000 here and or 240 rounded. Just wanted to bring something up really quickly on this. The auditors pointed something out to us about a general fund limitation, our general fund balance limitation. And it basically says that you can carry forward each year a 100% of the budgeted expenditures for the following year, plus property taxes received. And since the property taxes are received into the debt service fund, we're not really looking into that. But this obviously is higher than what is in our budgeted expenditures for the following year. So I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on, I guess, the needs, one, of the funds, and two, if we should be reimbursing the district for funds that were administrative expenses that should have been, or that should have been paid out of the administrative expenses here, but actually got paid out of the capital projects fund.
So which ones were those, David?
So we had some accounting, legal, we might have even had insurance auditing. I'd have to go back and look and create a list of that.
So they did come out of the project fund instead of...
Correct. So there were some requisitions done from those. And my thought on this is that we should be able to reimburse the district for those from these general funds.
I would say yes, because they should have come out of this fund, not the project fund. So, board, that would free up a little bit of money. Looks like probably around 150 to 200-ish, somewhere in that range.
Yeah,
to go back to the project fund.
I'll go back and look and create a listing of what has been expended from the capital projects fund for the past few years, because that's probably why we have this accumulated balance here.
Yeah,
and it would have and to. Then the other thought is, if we anticipate using those funds in the future also, what we've done with a couple of other districts that created a working capital fund is they transferred the funds back to the capital projects within that same account. So it's just split between general fund and working and capital projects. And then as the district needs them in the general fund, they get transferred back to the general fund. And then the other
Almost like a
option,
reserve account.
right,
Okay.
just like a reserve account, but it stays in that capital projects fund until it's actually needed. And then, or in the future date, it could either be transferred from there to the debt service fund to apply to future debt service payments. And that's the other option also, is that we transfer those funds just to the debt service right away, and just allow that to be used for paying down of the debt. But just wanted to get your guys' thoughts on that first before we move forward, if anything, or transfer anything within the accounting records.
Okay. Board, any thoughts?
I don't know if I'm following it 100%, but it sounds like funds came out of the project that should have been out of the operating, and
Yes.
that transfer makes the most sense to me than to get things.
Put it back where it should have been.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody disagree?
No, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So, David, yeah, if you can make that list and then add that to the final budget so we can approve that transfer back.
Okay, will do.
Okay, perfect.
All right. And then going on, we're anticipating 11,000 in interest income for the year, and 51,000 of expenditures to give us that's that 283. So we'll transfer that back to the capital projects funds for those expenses that were made here. And then for the following year, this will come down, and it will match up to the 54,800 of what we're anticipating. And so that's what I was meaning about that 100%. So this is what we're anticipating our expenses to be for the following year, so we can budget this. And then I'll look again at the property tax and talk to Shelby just to confirm if there should be some property taxes budgeted into that reserve amount, and so that we could either have that a little bit higher than that, just as kind of a reserve also in case some contingency were to come in.
Okay.
And
Now, one thing you just made me think. So, board, our insurance carrier, Utah Local Governments Trust, has changed the way that we're going to do traditionally the different bond or the fidelity bonds. So, Bryce, you have one, obviously, as the treasurer. So, they're converting all of those to a crime policy rider. So it actually is better because it covers the whole board, not just Bryce. We don't have to go through an application every year that like we would have had to have with the treasurer's bonds. So overall, it's just a better way to do things. It's a little more broad, more comprehensive, but the cost is relatively the same. They just want more upfront. And so it'll be cheaper in future years. They just want more upfront. So, David, we'll have to get with you on this one so that we make sure as we're sending money back that we keep enough to cover what the insurance is going to be.
okay, so why don't we, I mean, if we're thinking this, why don't we just for the time being, based off of that, those transfers back, after we're transferring back to the capital projects fund for any expenses that were paid for out of there for administrative purposes, any remaining amount, we'll just transfer that to the capital projects fund within that working capital fund account. So
Okay.
if it's still there, but then if, as we see things, we can make a better decision based on what what the future expenses are going to be. And if we need to at that point, then we can move it over to the debt service fund.
Or if you want, just add probably another 5,000 just to be safe on the insurance line. And that's, I'm way high. I just want to make sure we can cover Christine, I haven't seen the exact number yet,
This
but
out
we've
there total it's the 346 or total revenue available for 2026.
as of now, yes,
Because
but
that's what they use, is that figure right there. And then they have that formula that I sent you, David, the estimated fees. I don't think it's going to be more than 1500, because
okay.
their regular insurance is 35. I think you probably got plenty in there for it if it's only 346,000.
So is it total funds available or is it
Yes.
revenues? Total
Oh,
funds available.
revenues, sorry.
Okay, because
It's
revenues, yeah, we're not going to have any revenue. We'll have, well,
well, and
estimated 9,500 here plus, the debt service and
I almost think that on
construction.
this, do I haven't noticed that being the transfers in. Is that just on theirs that the 346 versus the 9500?
No, see this. This is just the general fund budget. This isn't including the total budget. So we still have money in the debt service. We still have money in the capital projects. So I
Oh.
think the number they're going to use is a lot higher, Christine.
Yeah.
So the total revenues for the year, what we're anticipating would be this number here from the summary,
Yeah, it's not going to
512,000.
be more than $1,500 on 512.
Okay. All right,
And
so if you could
that's just
just
the
give us
crime policy, though, right? So,
Yes.
so,
That's one of the wildest stats I've ever
you
heard. Like, we had a
say
lot of kingdoms that
5,000 or
we kept checking.
bump it to say 7, just to be safe. It can
Yeah.
always roll into fund balance.
Change that to 7 and
Then
2,000.
just put the remainder into the working capital fund then.
Okay. Will do. All right. Any other comments or concerns here need to update? Not. Let's go to the debt service fund. So, for the debt service fund, we're anticipating we still had an outstanding 219,000 from or excuse me, we had 219,000 budgeted here. We have 270,000 of what we are anticipating for the current year's property taxes, and then there were some property taxes received and transferred over $416,000. And so what we've done is we've estimated the total property taxes of the 270 plus the 460, 416 to here. And then anticipating that 270 would be applied for the following year to be used for property tax or for debt service and then the admin carve out. So we've already had the bond interest payment for the year and following year, we're anticipating the same, or based on the debt service schedule, the same interest payment, and we have paying agent fees of $7,000. Capitalized interest as of the end, well, as of 6:30 and the end of the year, it'll be 900,000. The remaining amount will be used to pay that property tax or the bond interest, excuse me, cost. And then we'll start taking a little bit from the surplus plus any interest that's already earned on that account will go towards that. And then property taxes received will go into that that bond fund. Any questions here? Okay, moving on to the capital projects fund. We had estimated that we're going to use the majority of the remaining balance from our previous budget in capital outlay. We had a beginning balance of $19 million, estimated interest income 684,000, Is this still accurate, or do you think that we'll be using less than this for this current year and would need to carry more over into the following year? Or what are you guys' thoughts on that?
Well, hopefully, South Salt Lake's still going to be working as hard as they can to get it finished. I have not had discussions with them on where they're at, like percentage of the construction, what they have left.
Yeah, warning. We're going to check.
We can reach
We
out, but
actually
I
need to
would
put some
say,
coach in this area.
leave what we can
Probably
in
you
there, and then it'll just roll over.
secondarily.
If we
Yeah,
need to
thanks.
make an amendment.
We could just amend 26 at that point when we do. The other option that if we anticipate not using all this, we can put in an additional line of revenues, but that also affects that insurance. So I'd prefer not to if we don't have to. I don't want to bump up insurance costs any more than we have to. But you could technically put in like a developer advance, even if it's not going to be used, and then have that expenditure. But like I say, I'd rather not affect the insurance costs. It'd be easier just to amend that some in one of the meetings next year if we needed to.
They right now we're getting invoices at least once a month, if not once or twice in the last, say, 3, 4 months, it being more. I would say let's leave it just to be safe on what they have built up to now, just to see maybe if they haven't got us invoices for stuff that's, in the last few weeks or in the pipeline right now. I'd rather still have enough in this year to make sure.
And sorry, and when I'm saying adjusting this, we're just saying our estimated. We're not going to go back and reduce our budgeted amount down. So if we think that the estimated amount is going to be less, then we can drop this down. It still won't affect our budget. But then this number, the beginning balance is being rolled from our estimated balance at the end of the year. So even though it wouldn't, our budgeted amount would be higher if we anticipate, say, 15 million instead of the 19.5. Then we could roll that other, four and a half million over into the next year to be expended there. But
Somebody needs to reach out to South Lake. My intuition is they're not gonna spend 19 million this year, but I don't have data on that. It's just
yeah. Let's
either way, we can, it's not hard to amend the budget next year either.
there's no
Yeah. Board, would you guys tell me what you feel comfortable with? I'm going to reach out. Christy and I will reach out to them, get a feel for where they're at. Are you guys comfortable if once we talk to them, we get a hold of David and make that adjustment in the budget for the final budget once we reach out to them?
Fire.
Does that make sense what I'm saying,
I
Steve?
am. Yeah. You're just saying you're going to go get information and flow that through.
Yeah. Are you guys comfortable with that?
I am.
Okay. All right. We'll do that, David. So, Christy or I'll get a hold of you as soon as we reach out later today.
Up here. That's from South Salt Lake, right?
Yeah.
Oh
My
my
only other
goodness.
comment on this is your interest income feels high for your estimated, like your balance is burning down, rates down a little bit. I don't think you're gonna make as much the next last 6 months as you did the first 6 months, but it's fairly minor.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay, no, that's a good point. Any other comments, concerns, questions?
No, that's That's it for me.
Okay. Yeah, if there are no other questions, I'll turn it back to you then, Michael.
Okay. So, board, what we would be needing would be then a motion to approve the tentative budget with the items that we discussed to be included.
This is Steve. I motion that we approve the estimated budget subject to those items that we discussed, coordinating with South Salt Lake.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Bryce. I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that looked like everyone to me, so that was unanimous. All right, that's everything I show board on the agenda. We do have our public hearing to approve the final budget, and that'll be December. Christy, do you remember off the top of your head?
Sure don't. Same
Yeah.
time, I know. First, it's probably going to be the, what are we on the last Monday?
I'll find it real quick.
Yeah, it looks like it's
Schedule.
November 24th. So it'll be the weekend after, no, it'll be the week before or the week of Thanksgiving. So
Thanksgiving, the
yeah.
Monday.
So if you six could for sure put that in your calendars. You guys tend to be the ones that are always here for us, so.
Do you know if the administrative tasks on the board makeup will be done by then
I don't.
with Matt?
Well, that's something else we'll talk to him about today.
Okay.
So when we reach out, that'll be something else we talk to him about.
Great. Thank you.
Yep. No, I agree. We'll have to figure out who is going to drop, though. That line will be long, I bet. You six can't. I'm just saying right now, you six can't. So, yeah, we'll figure that out. So,
With all the benefits that come, I don't know why I would want to.
especially you and Bryce, and then Jason when I need the clerk signature. So,
Yep. Thank you.
all right. Hey, so I do need a motion to adjourn.
This is Steve. I motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Bryce. I'll second that.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's you.